This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
9:46, 14 till 10. Big news announced last week about Children's Hospital, as it was formerly known. Lou Fregoso joins us now, CEO of Children's Hospital. How you doing, Lou?
Good morning, Tommy. Great to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Tell me what's going on here with the Mannings and the involvement and how big this is and what it means.
Well, I think the commercial said it best. Two great Louisiana legacies coming together to help change the health of a generation. Bottom line, this is about helping more kids, and the Mannings were excited to want to partner with us and help tell the story, and we're just really excited about this next chapter, Tommy.
When you say transformational gift, what does that mean, Lou?
You know, it's one of the things I love about the Mannings is their humility. So we've kept the details of the partnership confidential. And really what it's about when we think transformational from our perspective is telling the story, making sure everybody across Louisiana and the Gulf South knows what's happening here so we can help more kids. Tommy, you've been here before and you've seen the investments that we've made in the recruitment from a physician and a staff perspective, the community programs that we've started to get out there and help kids where they're at, whether it's Thrive Kids, 180 schools, 100,000 students, or building the largest, most comprehensive behavioral health program in the country. I think when Archie and the family came, there really is the number one question was, how do we help? How do we get this story out so families know that we have this here, so they have access to it and they can get the help that they need? And I think that was really a powerful part of the conversation.
How did this whole thing come about? The Mannings approached you, or the Mannings have always been friends of Children's?
Yeah, they have. They've always been friends and supporters of ours. And I think as we've continued to transform, and as you know, Tommy, I mean, we've been the one and only freestanding comprehensive children's hospital for the great state of Louisiana. And certainly in the last 6 years, the investments we've made to really put ourselves on the map on a national level, they've taken notice and they started coming to the hospital and they were looking at all of our programs and we just sat down and they just asked the question, like, how do we help? And this is where we kind of, and this is where it all kind of came to be. Then, everybody started talking about brainstorming and how do we partner together and get this story out. And I think the Mannings obviously give us a national recognition immediately. So being able to tell the story nationally as well as locally here in the region. I think one of the things we want people to know, I'll give you two examples, Tommy. So cancer and blood disorders. We talked about this last time you were here. We have one of the most comprehensive programs in the country. We're one of only a handful of children's hospitals in the country that has access to a cure for sickle cell disease. We're one of those hospitals. We want people to know that. I think not enough people know this story. And so you still have people from Baton Rouge and North leaving the state for their cancer care when they can stay right here. Care closer to home is always better. They don't have to incur that additional burden. So making sure, so them helping us tell that story is incredibly powerful. And I think also here, just from a local perspective, making sure that people understand the difference between a freestanding comprehensive children's hospital and a boutique department of pediatrics that's run by an adult hospital. People need to know the difference. So when they need the right care, they're coming to the right hospital, like a real children's hospital versus just a department of pediatrics.
This is the difference between Target, and I forgive me, Lou, for making it, reducing it to this, but it's the difference between Target having a sporting goods department and a store that sells exclusively sporting goods. Is that accurate?
I think it's exactly accurate. The other analogy I'd give you, Tommy, is, you know, urgent care versus an emergency room. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I think everybody, you know, sometimes you can go to an emergency room for, you know, flu and colds, and you also go to an urgent care for that. But when you have a traumatic injury or you need specialists, where do you want to go? You want to go to an emergency room that's trained to do those things. And I think for us, you know, we're the only pediatric trauma center in this city. We've been proud to serve our community. And I think the biggest thing we want is people to know, you know, what the treasure that they have right here in their city, in their home state, and also for people nationally to know this. We're a comprehensive children's hospital that serves all children, regardless of their ability to pay. That has been our mission for 70 years. Only kids, and yes to every child, every time, regardless of their ability to pay. And we're a comprehensive children's hospital. We're not just a specialty hospital that does cancer. We do all of these things. And I think it's a really beautiful story that's 70 years in the making. And the next chapter with the Mannings is going to be really powerful as we continue to march forward and help change the health of a generation.
I'm no Manning, but you know what I think of y'all. I go into my own pocket every year when I go out there. Tell me about what's on the horizon, Lou, for Children's Hospital next 5 years.
Yeah, I think exactly that, Tommy, is one, telling the story loud and proud. We've built one of the most comprehensive cancer and blood disorders. We want to make sure all kids are getting the care that they need. They're staying close to home. The same with the heart center. And I think also from a community perspective, one of the key things that differentiates us, Tommy, as a children's hospital is the work that we do in the community. A lot of children's hospitals do the stuff in the hospital, some of the medical and surgical. We do all that, plus we're out with behavioral health out in schools, 100,000 students. We have suicide prevention programs. We have gun violence prevention programs, Tommy. We're doing all of these things. And so we want to double down on our efforts in the community because that's how we're going to move Louisiana from last in pediatric health outcomes to being a national leader. And with the Mannings at our side telling that story, I'm incredibly optimistic and proud of our next chapter.
I mean to put you on the spot. You have Eli or Peyton yesterday in the kick of destiny?
I had Eli.
Did you?
No question about it.
No,
yeah.
Really?
I had Eli.
Okay.
Hands down. He's the Dragon Slayer. I mean,
well,
he's the only guy to beat Tom Brady twice in the
true.
Super Bowl. So, you know, when he's clutch. I love Peyton, but, you know, Eli, he beat Tom Brady twice.
Tom Brady still didn't get over that, man. I'm going to tell you what. He was talking about it yesterday. Thank you, Lou Fregoso. God bless you and y'all do
Thank
over
you, Tommy.
At Children's
Appreciate
Hospital.
You.
You bet.
Thank
Lou Fregoso, the CEO of Manning Family Children's Hospital. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Noel Norman here on WWL.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.